What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Hum Baby Baseball Channel. This is Eric, and today we're going to go through each division for 2024, and I'm going to give my quick predictions on how this season is going to turn out. I think it's going to be an exciting one. We're coming hard in 24. Live streams, post-game shows, power rankings. Obviously, the draft is going to be crazy. A lot of fun this year. 2024 is here, and opening day is right around the corner. So it's time to talk predictions. And I'll also give you a World Series matchup and World Series champion at the end of this video. We're going to run through these fairly quickly. If you want more in-depth thoughts, I'm going to go a little bit more in-depth in yesterday's video. Feel free to check this one out, that one out after this. And that one is a full power ranking, an initial 2024 power ranking. Let's get into an AL East. And obviously, the Boston Red Sox, unfortunately, I'm going to put in last place. I don't think they have the pitching, despite a couple of decent names. And next, a little surprisingly, maybe a little disrespectful, but at some point, I think the Rays are going to have a tough season. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I just don't see it in their roster. They always find a way to win, but you know, with the Wander Franco situation, he's not going to be playing probably ever, but definitely not this year. And then you have the trade of Glasnow, and I think that this year might be a relatively tough year for the Rays. Next, I'm going to put the Blue Jays, who I think are really good, but did maybe have a slight downgrade this season, because I think the Yankees and the Orioles are going to be fighting for first place. And I'm actually going to put the Yankees in second place, because I think they're going to have that injury bug, which they always do, despite a stacked roster. Juan Soto, Judge, Stanton, et cetera, just insane. Rizzo, the list goes on and on. But I think the pitching is going to have problems, and I think some of those players I just mentioned are going to have injury issues, because they always do. And the Orioles are a lot younger, and I think they're going to be a lot healthier, and I think they're going to have another huge season. I'm going to put the Orioles in first place. I'll also mention my wild card teams after I get through each league. So now on to the Central. The Chicago White Sox, sorry, they got to be in last place. White Sox just don't look good at all, in my opinion. A couple of decent names still there, but they've just got a roster with a lot of has-beens, all due respect, a lot of washed-up guys, a lot of guys who haven't proven themselves, and just I don't see it. I don't see it with the rotation. I'm going to put the White Sox, unfortunately, in last. And then a team I think has gotten better, but not quite ready, and that's the Royals. Royals still got some work to do, but I think they'll be a little bit better this year. And I'm going to go with the Guardians next. I don't think their lineup has enough thump to really compete for a title. I think they'll be okay. The pitching staff I still like a lot. I picked them to win the World Series last year. I was completely wrong on that. And then it's between the Twins and the Tigers. Like the Yankees and Orioles, I see them fighting for a championship, and I'm going to do a similar thing I did with the East. I'm going to say the favorite, likely, the Twins, finish in second place. I'm going to say that the Detroit Tigers, this is going to be a huge year, kind of like last year for the Orioles, where nobody really saw it coming, and all of a sudden, they're just amazing. All this youth is going to come together at the same time. They're going to have massive years, and the Detroit Tigers are winning the AL Central. It's the season of the youth in the American League. I got the Orioles winning the East and the Tigers winning the Central. And over in the West, it's easy to put the A's in last. But believe it or not, I'm putting the Angels in last place. I mean, this is going to be, the Angels has been tough for them. Losing Shohei Ohtani, not doing much to replace that. You got guys who hate baseball on this team. And that's not the only reason I'm putting him in last. Okay, all due respect, Rendon's a great player, but he can't stay healthy. And I don't see much there. Whereas with the A's, I see them with something to prove this year. I see a lot of young talent. I see guys like J.J. Bladé, who is almost a bust at this point, but I think he feels like he can prove himself this year. He's had a great spring. I've seen the A's. I went to the A's spring training games, and they looked really hungry. And I think the A's are going to have not a great season, but comparative to what people think, I think they're going to surprise some people and have a decent year. But we'll see. But up next, I'm going to go with the world champions. This is crazy, but I'm going to do it. I think the Texas Rangers are still really good. Texas Rangers fans are pissed right now. Defending world champs. But I think they might take a slight step back this year. It's really hard to repeat. It's really hard to go out there and do it again. I mean, last year they were tied for the division. Obviously had that great postseason run. I think they might have declined ever so slightly this year. Lost a couple of guys. The rotation has some injury issues, obviously. and I'm going to put them in third place. And in second, am I going to go now? Same situation as the other, as the East and the Central. We got a young team, up and coming team like the Mariners, and a great team that's proven themselves over the past few years in the Astros. I don't know if the youth is going to win every division. So I think this one, I'm going to put the Mariners in second place. I think the Astros have just enough to stay in first place in their division. They have their own injury issues. They have some problems as well. I think it's going to be a very, very close fight. But I'm going to give the Astros the edge in the West. But I will have the Mariners as a wild card team, the Yankees as a wild card team, and the third wild card team, got to give respect to the world champ. So I'm going to say the Rangers will be the third wild card team. I think it'll be a very close fight. I think a lot of teams will be competing for the wild card, including the Twins, including the Guardians, including the Blue Jays, including the Rays. But I'm going to say the Rangers get that final wild card spot. Rangers, Mariners, Yankees, wild card teams. Moving on to the East, I'm going to put in last the Washington Nationals. Don't see much there. Don't see much there at all. They added a few guys, but they're young. The problem is with them, they have some veterans who are a little bit past their prime, and then they have youngsters who, unlike the youngsters on the Orioles and maybe the Tigers and the Mariners and some other teams, they haven't really risen up. They haven't really proven themselves. So maybe they will this year. Maybe C.J. Abrams has a breakout year. Maybe some of these guys will. But right now, I don't see it for the Nationals. Up next, a team that didn't improve much in the offseason, actually got worse. The Miami Marlins, despite making the playoffs last year, I don't see it this year. Didn't make enough additions, didn't improve. So I'm going to put them in fourth place. And then, unfortunately, the New York Mets, just don't see it. Their pitching staff looks nothing like it did going into last season. I'm going to put the Mets in third place. Mets fans are pissed. That's fine. And, you know, this division's pretty much writes itself. Phillies and Braves are going to fight for first place. I think the Braves is too much talent to think that they are not going to win this division. So we're going to go Braves, Phillies, Mets, Marlins, Nationals. And now to the Central. In last, I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Made some slight improvements. They got Aroldis Chapman. Brought back a few guys like Andrew McCutchen, but I don't really see them. I think they'll be a little bit better than people think, but still probably last place. Then a team that's got some major problems with their rotation, the Milwaukee Brewers. And then they trade away Corbin Burns. I mean, there's a possibility they finish in last. A very strong possibility. But I'll give them fourth place. And then a team that really improved their pitching staff, the St. Louis Cardinals, had a terrible year last year. They're going to be a lot better this year. But I don't think the improvement's going to be drastic enough to send them into first or even second place. So I'm going to hold them in third right now. But I think it's going to be a close fight. I think the Cardinals will have a much, much better year. But I got to give my due respect to the next two teams. The Cincinnati Reds are up and coming. They are amazing. I think they got better. And I think they're going to have a really strong year. I'm going to put the Cubs. I think it's going to be a close one. One or two games ahead of the Reds with the Cubs winning the division. I like what the Cubs did. I liked them last year. People thought I was crazy. And they had a decent year. And this year, bringing back Bellinger. And that rotation looks absolutely sick. And I think the Cubs are going to win the Central. Now on to the West. In last place, okay, this one's easy. The Rockies. They got pitching that's, there's no chance. No chance. Their rotation, I mean, Kyle Freeland is the ace. Kyle Freeland should be your number five, ideally. All due respect. Maybe number four or five. He's your ace. In Denver, they're going to get lit. They're going to have problems. In fourth place. Now, I'm a Giants fan. This is where the bias will come into play, according to people. I'm trying to keep that out of it. I really think right now the Padres are the team that's moving out of their window. They're the team that's trading away Juan Soto. They're the team that loses Blake Snell to the Giants. They still have a ton of talent. They still got Machado. They still got Tatis Jr. They still got good pitchers. They still got Yu Darvish, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, they are still talented, but I think they're just moving in the wrong direction, and I think that's going to show on the field. Last year, they were really bad up until the end, and they started to get hot, and now they lose their manager to the Giants. How many Padres are heading over to the Giants now? And the Giants also picked up guys like Jung-Hoon Lee. They also picked up Robbie Ray, who will be ready midseason. And I think their trajectory is upward. And so I'm going to say the Giants, Dodgers, and Diamondbacks are going to be the three teams fighting for the West this year. And I will say, I think it's going to be very close. Okay, this one could go either way. Diamondbacks are defending champs. They got an amazing rotation. It's only gotten better with the addition of Eduardo Rodriguez. And I think that they're going to be really good, but I just love what the Giants did this offseason. Yes, I'm a Giants fan, so we call it biased if we want to, but I think if I wasn't, I would have to look at that team and give them the respect for signing as many players as they did. Matt Chapman. I mean, the list goes on and on about the free agents that the Giants picked up this offseason and really improved that team top to bottom. I'm not saying they're ready to be a juggernaut and go win 100 games plus. It could happen. We saw 2021. But I still got to say the Dodgers are definitely look like they're in a situation to repeat as National League West champions. Obviously, with the addition of Yamamoto and Shohei Ohtani, can't be ignored, and the rest of that team, that all-star lineup. And I really do like their pitching staff, despite the injuries, despite Kershaw going to be out. Walker Buehler's hurt. Tony Gonsolin's hurt. Dustin May's constantly hurt. But they still got a lot of good, solid young pitchers that I think are going to show up this year and pitch really well. And then, of course, they brought over guys to kind of fill out that rotation, like Yamamoto and some other guys as well, like James Paxton and, of course, Tyler Glasnow. So I got to put the Dodgers in first place, but I'm gonna put the Giants in second. And, I mean, if I was really biased out of my mind, I would have put the Giants in first. So I got to at least restrain myself from that. As for the wild card, it's going to be a really tight one right here. I think the Mets, Cardinals, Diamondbacks, Giants, Reds, Phillies, Padres, all at some point will be fighting for a wild card spot. But at the end, I'm going to say one from each division makes it. I'm going to say the Phillies, Reds, and Giants. And I don't always predict the Giants. Check out my past videos. Last year, I didn't predict them to make the playoffs. But I feel like they've improved enough that I'm going to give them that respect, that I think there's enough talent there on the Giants this year. And behind the new manager, Bob Melvin, I do think that the Giants are going to be really good in 2024. But as for a World Series matchup, I'm not going to go through each, you know, the whole playoff bracket, because I'm sure my playoff bracket is going to be completely wrong. So I'll do that whenever that time comes. But I will give you a World Series matchup, and it's going to be a crazy one. Ladies and gentlemen, I got the Baltimore Orioles making it to the Fall Classic this year. And they're going to be taking on none other than the Los Angeles Dodgers. Too much talent there to ignore. And I do think, I haven't predicted them to make it to a World Series. I don't think ever. But this year I'll give the Dodgers that World Series matchup against the Orioles. The question is, who will win it all this year? In 2020, I picked the Reds. Completely wrong. 2021, I picked the Braves. Preseason, nailed it. 2022, I picked the Blue Jays. Not even close. Last year, I picked the Cleveland Guardians. Not even close. This year, I'm going with the Baltimore Orioles. And that youth will get it done in 7. And I got the Baltimore Orioles as your 2024 World Series champions. So there you have it, ladies and gents. Just predictions. I'll be rooting for the Giants. In my heart, Giants are going all the way. But this is just using the brain and trying to see what teams are ready to rise. And obviously, Dodgers fans are going to say, bro, if you're using your brain, you'd pick the Dodgers. Well, obviously, I am using my brain, and the Dodgers don't typically get it done. There's usually problems. They did in 2020. That's one time out of how many years the Dodgers have been elite. We're going on 10-plus years the Dodgers have been unstoppable, but they are very stoppable in the playoffs. So I'm going to say the Orioles, but I will give the Dodgers National League champion prediction. So let me know what y'all think down below. Thanks for checking out this video. Hit the thumbs up. Hit the subscribe button. You guys know what to do. And we'll see you next time.